A local restaurant hosted a campaign stop Monday afternoon for Liberal Party leader Stephen Del Duca and local candidate Sirica Shenoy. Tony's Family Diner on Franklin was filled with residents waiting to greet Del Duca. "We're just a few days away from this election campaign and we know that there is a very clear choice for Ontario voters, including the families here in Cambridge," Del Duca told supporters. "Election day is coming up fast, with June 2 only 3 days away." Shenoy and Del Duca shook hands, and met with constituents sitting at tables. He spoke with several people about their needs and issues they're facing. "Some of the people in there talked to me about healthcare, about support for families that are dealing with children with autism, the nervousness and concerns people have because of the cuts and the chaos of the 4 years. People want better and we're working hard to make sure that happens," he said. "One gentleman spoke to me today that he's been waiting for almost a year for a hip replacement. We know that there is a surgical and diagnostic backlog right now. Ontario Liberals have a different plan. We'll invest $1 billion over 2 years to clear that backlog in our healthcare system." When asked what he thinks the biggest issues facing Cambridge currently are, the answer was clear in Del Duca's mind: inflation. "I think in Cambridge the housing affordability thing right across the board. The cost of gas, the cost of food, all of it is skyrocketing out of control." Del Duca spoke about the Liberals' plans to help offset rising costs, one which he said they plan to put in place as soon as elected and not in 4 years' time. "We have a real plan that will actually start addressing that crisis that families are facing, whether that is taking 8% off all prepared foods under $20, which would come in handy in a place like this," he said. $1 transit fares, whether that's municipal or provincial transit, we call it buck a ride province-wide. It's going to make people's lives more affordable. With advanced polls already in, representing close to 10% of eligible voters across the province, candidates continue to campaign before Thursday's election day.